I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, joined by our Indians beat reporter, James Rapine. James, my man, it's been a brutal 24 hours, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm tired. We spent way too long at the ballpark yesterday.
There's no such thing as way too long at the ballpark, James.
We spent time Friday for no reason at all, and the game didn't count, and the Indians have lost two in a row, and suddenly we're not only talking about division chances going out the window, but the wild card looks farther and farther away. So, yeah, it's been kind of brutal. It's a somber ballpark right now, JP.
Well, yeah, Friday had to have been increasingly frustrating because anytime you make your way to the ballpark and then you have to sit there and go through rain delays and then realize nothing came of it. But then you can turn around and get excited for Saturday, right? Because then you got the doubleheader and everything seems to be fine. And it was just a lousy day of baseball. Yeah, any way you slice it and dice it, it was just bad, James.
And it's set up well. Yeah. You got the Twins, who are known for what? Not having a great bullpen. Having two bullpen games. You have your ace, and I'm going to go ahead and call him that with the way he pitched yesterday. Your ace and Mike Clevenger on the mound.
I've been calling him that all year.
Amazing. Goes eight innings, two runs total, double-digit strikeout game, and you can't get the hits you need. And then you get some hits that you need in the second game, but you can't really extend the lead like you should have in the first inning, and it's just a bunch of missed opportunities, and that's why the Twins, and I wrote about it, they're just better than the Indians. It's time to just admit it, because the Indians threw their best stuff at him with Clevenger yesterday and came out swinging in that second game, and they weren't able to win either game. So Minnesota deserves it. They're going to win the division.
Yeah, you did write about it, and I liked what you wrote. Not the content of it, but I liked how you wrote it. But it's tough, James, because I'm not ready to do the funeral for the season quite yet. Where do the Indians stand wild card wise? Is there still hope? Is there sort of optimism? I would imagine. The Rays and the A's are both two good teams. Nobody can question that. But if I look at this Indians roster, I still am yet to count them out.
Correct, and I think that's where they are, and I think that's the message. I mean, that's a brutal 24 hours, as tough as it was on fans. And people just watching from home, it's much harder when you're a player and suddenly you're up 5-4 in the eighth, and it feels like you got a chance here to salvage not only the series but your division chances, and it goes out the window in one inning with one pitch, and suddenly it's 9-5. So, yeah, it's one of those things where they got to get a win today. And just looking at the schedules, and I glanced at them, I think they're going to have to probably win 10 of 13. I mean, they're going to have a really good stretch here over the next 13 games. I think 96 wins, that's about right. The Rays and the Athletics, they're ahead of them right now. Oakland 2.5 games ahead of them. So can they win the wild card or earn a wild card spot? Yes. But that climb got much tougher after yesterday with two losses.
If the Indians missed the postseason, would you fire Terry Francona at the end of the year?
Come on, dude. No. Why fire Terry Francona? And I get it. You're probably – and maybe you feel that way, but –
I didn't say I felt that way. I just had to ask you to see how you felt.
Because there are people out there that actually do feel that way, and I got that yesterday. I also think that's ridiculous. Look, if you want to – you really want to see bad managers, cover the Reds like I did for years, all right? Pay attention to them. Like, you know it in with the Cubs pre-Joe Madden, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's real easy to question. Like today, Ryan Flaherty. Everyone's up in arms because Ryan Flaherty's hitting ninth. Well, maybe they want to get him some at-bats. I don't really hate it. Who cares? Is there a big difference between Yu Chang and Ryan Flaherty? Is there a big difference between the two?
No.
It's not. It shouldn't be the game changer. So to me, it's one of those things where we, in the moment, get extremely emotional. But the fact that the Indians are where they are, Terry Francona, is a big reason why. So, no, I wouldn't fire him. The Indians certainly aren't even considering firing him. And I get it. People get frustrated and emotional, and I think that's a big part of that.
Well, some people just want a new voice, too. You know what I mean? If you believe, and I don't know if you do believe this or not, but if you believe that the talent on the field is good enough to be in the postseason, then something has to be the reason why they're not in the postseason this year if they fail to make it. That would fall back on the manager, right?
No, I would say that there's going to be a team that's good enough to be in the postseason, not make it this year, regardless. Even if the Indians make it, Tampa's good enough. Oakland's good enough. I mean, it's a really tight. If you win 90-plus games, which I didn't have the Indians doing, by the way, but there are going to be three teams in the American League, two of which make it, that win 90-plus games. One probably won't, assuming they all get to 90. And mm-hmm. I think they only need to win four more. So it's tough. And sometimes that it doesn't break your way. They've obviously had a bunch of injuries. People are going to talk about ownership, too, and that is part of it. Look, when you cut the payroll, then April, May, it was tough. It was hard to get into a groove, and that's why they were 29 and 30.
Well, and James, that's the biggest reason I have. You know, a lot of people bring up Joe Maddon, and they bring up the Cubs, right? And you think, well, if they won the World Series in 2016, they're going to get rid of their manager this year if they don't make the postseason. Why can't we expect more from the Indians? And my answer to that is simply the fact of the economics at play here, where the Indians don't have a $250 million payroll to deal with. That's what makes Tito so impressive, is what he's been able to do with the payroll allotted.
Yeah, you're right. And that's the thing, is going into this year, if you would have said, and we already know who they didn't sign and who they didn't keep, you know, Brantley goes, and I think that's the big one. That's the one that if you could go back and do over, you would keep Brantley.
Yeah, for sure.
That being said, going into the year, if you would have said, oh, Kluber's going to miss significant time and really not pitch outside of the first month of the year, and he's going to be bad in those seven starts that he does pitch. Carrasco's going to get diagnosed with leukemia and miss well over 2 months and get placed on the 60-day injured list. Mike Clevenger, as good as he's going to look in his first 12 innings, is going to miss 2-plus months on the injured list. And they've overcome those things, and they found the Zach Plesacs and the Aaron Savalis and even the Jeffrey Rodriguez's of the world. Roberto Perez has emerged enough to where people forgot about the Yan Gomes trade that everyone hated in the moment, but actually was a smart deal and smart trade by the front office. So, like, a lot of good had to happen to get them to this point, even though they're on the outside looking into the playoffs. But that's how hard it is this year to qualify for the playoffs. The Twins are that good. The other teams they're going up against, the Rays and the Athletics, they're that good. And the Indians are flawed. And so we'll see if they can make one last push here with 13 games to go. But sometimes you can't blame anyone. You know, it is what it is. I don't know. I guess you can blame, and people can blame the Dolans, or they can blame this, or they can blame that. But the Indians have played pretty good baseball. They're going to win 90-plus games, and that's pretty good. It just might not be good enough this year.
Well, and why I like asking you in particular is because you spend a lot of time in that clubhouse, and you spend a lot of time around Terry and the guys, and you can tell. You know, I've been around enough teams where you know whether or not the voice is lost, and you know whether or not the voice is falling on deaf ears, and I can assume, if I put words into your mouth, but you can tell me if I'm wrong, you don't believe that Terry's lost that voice yet.
No, not at all. And I think that's why that's another reason why yesterday was so shocking. But let's be real. I think everyone months ago, especially after the Jose Ramirez injury, obviously Kluber doesn't come back, all the injuries and things. But even with that, there was never really a moment this year where anyone thought that the Indians were superior talent-wise, roster-wise than the Twins. Like, never. But we were surprised yesterday when the Twins, who had the Indians on the ropes, gave them that knockout punch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of the culture. It's because of Terry Francona. It's because the players like Oscar Mercado, who have outperformed any expectation that we had for them coming into this year, and have taken on more and really put themselves in a position to have success. And it starts with the player development, front office, Terry Francona, et cetera. And I know I'm praising the Indians right now, even though they came off their worst day of the season yesterday. But the fact that they got that far, considering how good the Twins are, I mean, the Twins are really good. I had two bullpen games yesterday, and their bullpen really over the past month and a half has been one of the better bullpens in baseball. We thought they were vulnerable. Turns out they weren't. Turns out they are as advertised. And I think that was my big takeaway from yesterday.
Yeah, remind me if I ever have, like, the worst day of my life to just give you a call, because you have somehow put a rainbow on a very cloudy day, on a day that, let's be honest, I watch all these games. I take them in, and I got an emotional investment attached to the Indians, and yesterday sucked. there's no other way to put it. Sure. Yesterday flat sucked. And I know we still have the wild card game, and I understand that. And this team is built for, if they find their way into a postseason series, that they could go far. I do believe that in my heart of hearts. But yesterday felt more like a funeral than a, okay, now we just understand that the Central is not within our grasp.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it probably was. Like, the reality is, I'm not sure the Indians have enough gas left in the tank to overcome 2.5 games, because even if they go 9-4 in the last 13, are the Rays or the Athletics really going to slip up? I mean, it's been hard to gain ground in the wild card.
Mm-hmm.
A game has been hard to gain, and now you're chasing these teams. Oakland has a soft schedule. I mean, it's softer than toilet tissue. And then you look at the Rays, and yeah, they got the Dodgers, but are the Dodgers going to mail it in? Like, you know, they might. I don't know.
James, I've been saying softer than Charmin for years, and now in the last, 2 weeks, everyone's picked up on it for some reason. I don't know why. I don't know why all of a sudden everyone's picked up on it. James Rapine, our Indians beat reporter, brought to you by North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Not to cut you off, but I needed your take, and we're running out of time in regards to the Indians' fight that was in the upper level. I mean, it was the cheap seats. It was the cheap of the cheap seats, which I hate to see it happen up there, because that's supposed to be, you know, that's where true baseball fans live, right? You live in the cheap seats. You expect to see it out of a Browns game, maybe, or an NFL game. You should never expect to see it in general, but it's more understanding when you see those at an Eagles game or something. Last night, though, I mean, the one guy in the video just wouldn't quit, James.
Yeah, I hate to see those videos, and people, they go viral on social media, but I just, to me, it's one of those things, it's almost the downside, and I get it can be entertaining, but I think it also encourages that behavior a bit, and it's so dumb, like, it's the worst. I don't know, I'm not a big fan of the whole sports fighting thing, so this probably isn't the answer you're looking for, but it was, I thought the video, and I didn't even finish it, honestly, but it looked pretty ridiculous to me.
Yeah, my big takeaway is I wondered if it was current or not, because there were too many Jason Kipnis jerseys in the fans, you know what I mean? There was too many people.
I don't know, man. Kipnis next year, 1 year, $3 million. 1 year, $4
million. What do you mean, 1 year, four? So they're going to decline the $16 million option, and then they're going to give them $3 million, you think? $3, $4
million? I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked. And if I'm Jason, what if you're Kipnis, why would you go elsewhere? When you're here, you're comfortable here. Terry Francona believes in you. You take a
No one else is paying him $10 million. Like, that's not going to be a thing.
Well, no, not ten. No, and I don't think they're going to pay him the $16 million or whatever it is $1 million option that he has. But you know, that's why if I'm Kip, I'm saying, hey, give me 1 year, $5 million. I'm good with that.
All right, tomorrow night, Monday Night Football. What do you got?
Easy for me to say, right? Hey, I'll take $5 million.
Yeah, no, easy.
Roth is going to give me that. Anyways, Monday Night Football. You got to go with the Browns, man. I think Nick Chubb is going to shred. I mean, when you got C.J. Mosley out, when you got Quinnen Williams out for the Jets, I think they're going to rely on him early. He'll set the tone. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to have a couple splash plays because he's back in New York, because it is Monday Night Football, and he'll shine bright there. Baker, he's going to be Baker under the lights. And without Sam Darnold, too, I actually think that Trevor Siemian is a capable backup.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, man. Against that defensive line, they got to be hungry after last week. So, no, I got the Browns. I think the Browns handle business. They win by 10, 27-17.
Last one, James. Is Gardner Minshew a team that is a 13 seed in the NCAA college basketball tournament, or a starting quarterback?
He's a starting quarterback for the Jaguars. And this obsession with him is so weird. And it'll be interesting to see if he can deliver, because it's either going to last.
What do you mean it's weird? It's not weird. This is what we do. This is like, you remember Ryan Fitzpatrick when he dressed up like a madman last year as well? And yeah, like he was in a 90s hip hop video. This is what we do.
Ryan Fitzpatrick's kind of good. Like, he's a capable backup quarterback.
Did you see Gardner Minshew? He was looking like a 70s porn star today. Like he was dressed like Uncle Rico.
Yep.
That's everything we want. That's everything we want Gardner Minshew to be as a quarterback. That is it. That's why he played for Mike Leach, right?
Yep. That's got to be part of it. No, it'll be interesting to see how he does. I know he's got a huge fan base. Gardner Minshew. What are we doing? Minshew.
He's going to lose by 25.
No, actually, I like Jacksonville plus 9 today. How about that?
Everyone likes Jacksonville right now. They got hosed by the best team in, well, all right, fine, debatable. They got hosed by the Chiefs. They got hosed by the Chiefs in this new defense, and everyone's like, oh, well, they're good all of a sudden. No, you got taken to the shed by Kansas City. We can't just wipe that aside and say, well, you have a good defense outside of the time that Patrick Mahomes lit you up for 40. Like, no, it still counted.
They might be the best team in football.
Yes, but it still counted. It's like, I can't just wipe that away. The Texans are still a playoff team. They're still good. All right, I could do this.
And I just said I like Jags plus 9.
Yeah.
I got Houston winning.
Oh, you do? Okay, good. All right. Still 9, though. 9's a snap.
9's a lot.
All right, I could do football with you all day, but I know you have to watch football and get your fantasy team and everything set and ready to go. James Rapine, I agree, appreciate your stuff. A lot of great stuff early on, especially about Terry Francona, because I know a lot of people are disagreeing with you this morning. They believe that Tito, if the team misses the postseason, should be on the way out. You believe that Tito should keep his job as long as Tito wants it, I imagine. So thank you for that. I'm just warming you up for tomorrow because you're going to get hit left and right with those questions.
Job security for Tito. I can't believe, and I haven't been able to listen this morning, I can't believe people are saying that. You guys are ridiculous. Every single person that believes that is ridiculous. Thanks, JP.
Thank you, James. That's great stuff out of James. I like it. You see, I'm the softball for him. You see, it's a weekend guy. It doesn't matter as much. I understand my slot and my role in this this hierarchy at 92.3 The Fan. I'm just peppering him because tomorrow it's going to be tee up on people that want to see Tito gone after a ridiculously bad weekend. I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet, guys.